Blog Talk Radio.
The All About You show is brought to you in part by Vera Heart Coaching and Mindscape, the art of transformation.
Welcome to a special episode of the All About You show. My special guest this morning is Linda Nguyen, who is an executive confidence coach. I love, love, love everything that she does. I'm so impressed with the things that she has accomplished so far in her very young life. She's based in the heart of the Silicon Valley. She is one of Northern California's most dynamic confidence coaches. She has high-level executive and corporate clients. She's sought after for her inspiring command, her multidimensional approach with a wide range of modalities, and sharp intuitive skills. She is certified as a professional life coach, and Linda also uses counseling psychology. She has a master's in hypnotherapy with her concentration in medical hypnotherapy, and that in itself is extremely awesome because, do you know what, that's coming back big and in a big way. She is certified as a master NLP practitioner. She's health certified there, and she offers forward-moving approaches, connecting language and behavior patterns. She's motivational, she's inspirational, and empowering. And this just, I've always wanted to do this. We'll have to find out more about this. She has graduated from the Distinguished Fire beside leaders such as Tony Robbins and T. Harv Eker. She is a certified firewalking instructor. Now, that actually really does sound like a whole bunch of fun. Mm-hmm. So combining it all with the result-oriented spiritual wisdom, Linda is also a Kundalini Tantra yoga teacher, and she specializes in transformative breath work techniques, embodying a mind and body and spirit holistic approach, both in her practice as well as everyday life. She is the co-founder of Frontier. She believes in friendship, community, connection, and showing up for life in big ways. Linda, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Karen. That was a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it. Thank you. Good morning.
Well, you're very welcome. Good morning to you. So let's talk a little bit about what you do in the Silicon Valley. How about that? We'll start right there.
Wow, you pretty much summed it up in the introduction. I am an executive confidence coach. I handle clients who are executives, professionals, and corporations in the Silicon Valley. I work with anxiety, stress, mindfulness, guiding them through meditations, helping them, exposing them to more ancient wisdom and yoga philosophies. I also help with communication, conflict resolution, working with startups and small businesses, as well as this coming fall, I've teamed up with Vera Heart, which is based in Shasta, Mount Shasta, and we have a team up there, and we're going to be launching our curriculum and going into the corporations in a big way, bringing our mindfulness, our awareness, and our gratitude, and our just helping the corporations and the professionals be more aware of different ways of approaching the organization.
Right. And I love Vera Heart and everything that they stand for and how they are going to bring this new approach into corporations. I think it is something that is much needed to move forward with business and employers and alike. And I think it will benefit the corporate world in a huge, huge way. So
yes.
That's very empowering, and it really is. It's great to be a part of that magnificent team.
Yes,
now,
I feel very honored.
Yes, absolutely. Me too. Me too. You also have a master's in hypnotherapy and a concentration in medical hypnotherapy, and that is actually coming back in a huge, huge way with medically trained hypnotherapists working in hospitals in surgery alongside doctors, and instead of using an anesthesia, you know, they use the hypnotherapists to do pain blocks. So, and the healing time is one third. And I'm fascinated, absolutely fascinated, by medical hypnotherapy. And how do you utilize that in your practice?
So for the past couple of years, I've been utilizing it in my own practice, in my office, actually, and I handle cases where clients come in with chronic fatigue, anxiety, addiction, terminal illnesses that range from cancer to lung disease to even diabetics and high blood pressure. I've dealt with pretty much the spectrum of it all, and just being around these clients and learning from them and helping them reach the root core of the physical manifestations of their internal dis-ease has been quite an honor for me. I've learned a lot through my practice. Like they say, it's called a practice. So every time I get a new client in, I feel like I'm channeling something from beyond me, and I'm also learning so much about myself and offering my clients a space to really identify what it is that's going on inside of them so that they can really thrive and live a more productive and healthier lifestyle. And I've seen great improvements in my clients, and I love the field. I love medical hypnotherapy, and it really aligns with the NLP that I'm doing as well. Just being in this field is very humbling. So right. I know you know, because you're also a hypnotherapist as well. It's yes. Such a beautiful profession to be in.
It truly is. And NLP, for those who aren't aware of the acronym, that stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And you are health certified in that area of NLP.
I am.
And so, like, with a person, say, who has cancer, right?
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
You can help them benefit the self-healing process of cancer, and how do you work with that with your clients? Is it by tuning them in to the cause? Is it how is it that actually works? Because that absolutely fascinates me, and then that's going to lead into my next question. So it's a two-parter. And then for those that are listening and have such disease within their body, do you Skype with clients? Can you work with clients over the phone for people who are not in your area?
I do Skype with clients, but primarily I've been working with in person. But Skyping works as well. I think it's a little bit more powerful and potent when I'm there with them and able
right.
to guide them through
right.
and also able to really support them in that physical way. But Skype works. I do a lot of different things with my clients, actually. We usually have two-hour sessions, and I go through a whole process, a whole journey of walking them through breath work. We do a little bit of tapping. We also do a little bit of yogic posture exercises. We do the timelining work with NLP, and of course, you know, the basic narrative counseling, conversational stuff that is typical. And it just depends on where my clients are at. I meet them there because I know that everybody's different and everybody needs something a little bit more unique to themselves. I am prepared and ready to offer them whatever they need, and I meet them where they are. I've noticed that with patients who have pretty uncomfortable diseases, perhaps say cancer or really physically exhausting ailments that are happening in their body, I noticed that hypnotherapy is really effective to really reach into that really core issue of what happened maybe 12 months ago, maybe 24 months ago. At the time of the diagnosis, usually they were going through something that was very traumatic or painful, and they didn't know how to carry it, and now it's really coming out through their body. And it takes time, you know, for me to really get to know what's going on, for us to walk through the process together. But I've seen the benefits, I've seen the improvements, and I'm just blown away by the magic that happens in these processes.
Right. And I love that word magic, you know, because it's everywhere. It's all around, especially when you're tuned into it. You know,
yeah.
It really is a very magical experience. Now, you mentioned tapping. It's like talking, you know, to like my twin, because I have the whole course on DVD and studied it years ago. And tapping is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal way to shift, you know, a paradigm, you know, within a person. So that, you know, that is just, that's incredible that you do that as well. Now,
Tapping, Karen, just for the audience, for the folks who don't know what tapping is,
mm-hmm.
tapping is, it's EFT, it's emotional yes. freedom technique, and it's just a psychological acupressure technique that that we use to optimize people's emotional health. And it removes like negative emotions, reduces like certain cravings and addictions, eliminates pain for those who are dealing with physical disease, and also it really implements positive goals and helps you really reach what you want to create for
right.
yourself in this here and now.
Right. Yes. And it also helps, like if you're going in for a job interview, you know, for people
exactly.
who know how to tap. I was actually watching somebody one day, and I, you know, and he was standing there, and he's tapping, you know, on the points, and I thought, oh my goodness, he's standing there in his suit, looking really really sharp. He's going in for a
mm-hmm.
job interview, and he's tapping out, you know, his you know nervousness, you know.
Yeah, it works.
That I was like, so I just, you know, sent him a little love beam, and, you know, and I'm like, that is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Yeah, EFT, you know, combined with all of these things is an incredible way to truly work through some inner things that perhaps you don't even know what started it, where it came from, because at the time that it happened, you know, we weren't mature enough to understand and didn't
yeah.
have the tools, so we kind of shoved it to the backside, you know, but
exactly.
yet it keeps coming up again and again, and then we're like, you know, we claim victimization, or we claim, you know, why is this, you know, why is this
mm-hmm.
always happening to me, and it's just, it's this, and because it's already there and ingrained and needs to, you know, be moved out,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
and,
you know, we all have, you know, this is based on, like, ancient wisdom, and it's all based on certain energy meridians that are in our body, and it's the same traditional ones that are used in acupuncture to treat
mm-hmm.
physical ailments. Now we're just using it as an emotional anesthesia to really calm us down and to lessen the charge of whatever's going on in our body at the current time. So that we can start focusing on what we desire to create right now. So I tap on the top of my, you know, my third eye area. I tap, you know, on my upper lip. I just keep on tapping while I'm talking to myself, while I'm letting go of the defense, and I'm allowing myself to see what is right here.
Mm-hmm.
And also to encourage myself to move forward wherever I want to go. And powerful, and it's easy to learn. It's all over the internet. If you want to check it out, it's called EFT. And I use that alongside, you know, hypnotherapy, alongside the other stuff that I do. So when you have a coach and a therapist to walk you through it, it's a lot more smoother and quicker process, but you can also learn it by yourself as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. People, they can go anywhere on YouTube, I think, and learn tapping sessions. But I agree, when you are with somebody who in that physical space, you know, because of everything else that's going on, it kind of brings it all together rather than a piece at a time, you know, because when you're
exactly.
using hypnotherapy and neuro-linguistic programming, and you're also using tapping, those are three parts of a whole, that, you know, kind of release everything at that moment and allows you to, you know, quell the monkey mind, if you will, and truly laser focus. And that's really all hypnotherapy is. You know, it's a word that has, I think, due to Hollywood, such a negative connotation. And like if I was coming to see you as a client, and you know, and I think that I'm turning over my power to you, and it has absolutely, and that you can make me cluck like a chicken, you know, and I get asked that a lot, and the key, I think, to understanding hypnotherapy is that it is old. It is not new. It's making a resurgence in a more holistic, balanced life, but it truly is not anything new at all. And they used it years ago with healing.
Thousands of years ago.
Yeah, Emil Kuwe, a great example of a hypnotherapist, coined a phrase, in every day and every way I'm getting better and better. And the reason why that's so beautiful is because you're not stating that anything is wrong, right? You're just saying that you're getting better and better. And that actually works, you know, a lot with clients, and having them be able to empower themselves when they're not with you 24/7.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're made up of so much water in our body. And you know, like the experiment by Dr. Masaru Emoto, do you remember that? The love and gratitude water experiment. You know, we're water.
Great movie
and
about
so
that.
And so this is so important for me to emphasize, is that you are the people you hang around with. You are the energies that you surround yourself with. And I didn't really fully recognize this until I hit rock bottom in my late 20s, is that the energies that you surround yourself with, that is you. And whether it's negative or it's positive, or people love you or support you or not, you're going to really feel that on the energetic level. And so when you have a hypnotherapist or a therapist around you supporting you and cheering you on and coaching you towards the right direction, you're going to feel it, and it's going to be a subconscious thing. And then when we, you know, help you more with it in a subconscious hypnotherapy kind of way, you're going to wake up, and my voice is going to be in your mind, but it's going to be a very positive, forward-moving kind of direction, instead of what you're used to, what you're conditioned to believe, and what you've heard throughout your life. For the first 7 years of our life, we're just sponges, and we're walking around taking in, you know, everything that mom and dad's saying, aunt and uncle saying, and friends and whatnot, and that's not us. And so when we get to a certain place in our life, we're like, okay, this is not working. I keep on hitting the same roadblocks. I'm experiencing the same relationships. Is it the world or is it me? It most likely is us, but it's not our fault. It's just that we were just conditioned to and programmed to be a certain way, because at a certain point in time, it supported us, it protected us, and we need to honor that and then let it go.
Right.
And that's what our parents knew best. That's what our ancestors knew best. But now we're at a different stage of evolution. We hopefully will have the resources, which we do, all over the internet, and also coaches everywhere, left and right, here to support you, to help you move forward and reprogram and change your operating system, which is what neurolinguistic programming is. Changing your language pattern, changing your internal representation of the world via your visualization and images, and providing you with unconditional positive reinforcement and affirmations, and showing you how to do it by yourself with these tools like EFT, with affirmations, with positive thinking, but really making it so that it's sustainable and deep through the work that we do. So it's not just,
right,
you know, one morning I wake up and I'm just going to talk to myself in the mirror. That's not enough. You need to really go deeper. And I've seen the powerful effect. I've seen it in myself. And so my why and my belief is really deep. I know this works.
Yes, yes. And you know what? And you brought up something about positive thinking. And I think that it goes deeper than just thinking positive. You know, you have to have a belief that in there, in that in that thinking, because, you know, you can't make a quantum jump from depression to joy. I mean, that's just like an impossible feat. But when you pay attention and you learn to connect what you're thinking and what you're feeling, then you can then start to say, oh, I get it now. I get
right.
it now. And start
yeah.
little by little looking for things that make you feel better. And only look for those things. And if you're looking at something that you don't like, don't look there. You know, look for
mm-hmm.
things that make you happy. I mean, and, you know, happiness is an inside job. You know, there's no one
yeah.
thing out there that makes you happy. It's your choice, you know,
mm-hmm.
to be happy. And it's your choice to spread that happiness. And it's your choice how you think and how you respond to the stimuli that's being offered to you. And depending on where you are in understanding yourself, you know, it's a little step at a time, but it is such a subtle shift. It's not a big shift. It's a subtle shift, and it's connecting to how you feel and what you're thinking, so that you can then start to think better feeling thoughts, not just thinking, oh, it's going to be a great day today, and yes, and I'm positive, and then I run into traffic everywhere. Oh, this just doesn't work for me, because that's not, you know, how it works. You know, it's a deeper level. And doing the things that coaches all around the world do, that hypnotherapists all around the world do, and the NLP practitioners and the EFT practitioners and those that do all of those things, those are the things that they teach, you know, as you know, to your clients. And it isn't about, you know, that quantum jump. It's taking that first step and having
exactly.
belief in yourself that, yes, you can be happy. You know, and
right.
And I love that is exactly what, you know, that's how you work with your clients, because that is so empowering to them, and then they can go out and empower others. And it's this, you're like this, I relate it to like a little pebble in the pond, right? And you skip the pebble, and you're the pebble, and you're
mm-hmm.
and you're being skipped across the water, and this beautiful wake that you leave behind you that you never even notice how far out your reach has gone, and the number of lives that you've touched just by touching the life of one, you know? So,
yeah, well,
you know, it's very beautiful what you do.
It's a practice.
It truly is.
It's a practice, and I just want all my clients to know that they need to be patient with themselves. Even as coaches, even as professionals, no matter how many years we're doing this, if we're honest with ourselves, every day we're learning something brand new. Every day with every client that we meet, we are learning from you and you're learning from us, and this human interaction, this relationship that we're creating with each other, and we're showing each other the model of how it is to be with one another and
mm-hmm.
how to move forward into the world and serve. I think that's it, you know, and I'm blessed to have trained myself and gone through all the certifications and be in this position now where I can offer the support. But I also am so grateful for my clients and the people who allow me to hold that space for them, whether it's friends or family or my clients. It's sacred and it's beautiful. And, you know, to be there, to hold that and to offer them what I know, it's amazing. I'm always humbled every day. And I'm also
yeah.
reminding my clients that you need to be patient with yourself. Also, you know, I'm here to support you. We're here to support you. But also, there are so many tools out there on the internet, you know, everywhere to empower you, to give you the tools that you may need. And going back a little bit to waking up in the morning and doing affirmations, that's important. That's necessary for you to really remember that, you know, gratitude, nurture that, and like, what am I grateful for today, and what are my intentions for this morning, and how do I feel about myself? I'm enough. I'm worthy. I'm gonna rock this day. But in addition to that, really doing the breath work, really connecting to your heart, really learning how to shift and reset, anchoring those positive feelings of resourceful states into your here and now, and knowing how to tune into that immediately and bring it to the space so that when you step on that stage, when you go into that boardroom, you're your best. And that's
right.
what NLP teaches you. And that's what,
right.
you know, my firewalking experience, you know, I was talking to you about that the other day, that firewalking, glass walking, board breaking, all that stuff, these are things that you think, oh, only superheroes can do this. That's not true. That's a limiting belief because everybody can do it. However, we're conditioned to believe that it's too hard, just like running a marathon is too hard, like writing a novel is too hard. And so we stop ourselves short before we even get to that place. But when we learn how to, you know, shift, reset, anchor ourselves, pull ourselves up to a different state of being, give ourselves the resources that we already have, and then placing it right there and then walking that fire, that, you know, 100 fire, whatever, how many fires you have to walk, you know, you realize I can do this because I am at my peak state right now. I'm at that flow that most creative artists want to be at and they are able to reach because they know how to tune in and tap into that power and that magic that is all around us.
Right.
And discovering that and becoming one with that is just magnificent. I feel blessed that I'm able to share this with my clients and my friends and family. And I think that the way for you to awake to that is just be open and be vulnerable and surrender to the flow and know that you'll be okay.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and I think that's huge is that surrendering, you know, and allowing whatever to be, right? And
exactly.
Because if you, I think Henry Ford said, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, either way, you're right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And belief has a huge, huge part in all of it. And I'm not sure, I've had this talk with, you know, several people with regard to how we got this way, right? Because there is, with so many different modalities out there, no matter what your belief system is, there are ways to, you know, relinquish old beliefs and start to think for yourself and look for information. I mean, don't take my word for anything. Don't take your word, you know, for anything. Go out and experience it, you know. Call you up and say, I would love an NLP session, or I would love a hypnotherapy session, or a tapping session, or a firewalking session, you know. And you have to really experience it before you can make up your mind one way or another what works and what doesn't work. And I think that people just have they just need that belief in themselves and
right.
that they are worthy. You know, so many
yeah.
of us feel that we're not worthy, and where did that come from? You know, and I don't know who society is. I have yet to meet society, you know, that says that, you know, if you're a woman, you have to be this tall, this color hair, this, this, and this, and that the rest of you are inferior, right? Where does that come from? Or if you're a man, you can't cry, you know, and you can't experience unconditional love, and you can't give unconditional love. And then everybody places conditions on this love. Who
yeah.
is society? You know, I've never met them, and I don't
you know,
think that they belong in anybody's
you know,
life.
Karen, yeah, for sure. You're absolutely right. I would say, though, that I feel like the world is shifting. I feel like I feel this energy that's moving towards this collectiveness and this this different model of being and way of, you know, doing business, a way of making friends and a way of, like, you know, loving people. And I see so many men now out there who are just beautiful, heart-centered, open beings. And but you're right, though, like a lot of, like, you know, the older generations in my family and, like, the people that I know, they're a little bit blocked and still stuck in this older paradigm of how each gender is supposed to be or how I'm supposed to be as, you know, a woman who's 37 years old. But I see also this awakening. I see this this new age that's coming towards us, and all these people who are interested in all these modalities that you and I are, you know, training and clienting our clients with. But it's really hopeful, really inspiring to see so many people open themselves up to so many different ways of thinking and being, and a higher sense of consciousness and awakening.
Right.
And with NLP, you know, back to that for a little bit, it's pretty much just showing you that the foundation of NLP is modeling, that we can model the skills of exceptional people. So if you look at, you know, if you admire Mother Teresa, or you admire, you know, our president, or whomever it is that you admire, there are ways, there are steps and skills, observing them and becoming what they are and recognizing their energy and watching them and becoming that yourself. So back to what I said initially is that the people that you surround yourself with, the energies that you work with, that's going to be you eventually, whether you are consciously choosing that or not. And so with NLP, we're telling you that you can deliberately, intentionally make yourself so that you're more like Mother Teresa, if that's who you admire.
Exactly.
And so if you know that you can figure out the steps that took her to where she's at, you can build your business the way that, you know, Bill Gates built his business. And it's so easy. It's so possible that it reminds you that it's limitless. Anything is possible. You just have to believe it. And we can help you, show you how to model these exceptional people.
Right. And there is no ceiling.
There is no ceiling.
There is no ceiling. And everything is limitless. You know, there is nothing that people can't have or do, you know. And that's why these tools are so empowering, because, you know, it's okay up until now, no matter what's going on in your life, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, once you know better, you do better. Right. And, you know, that's why it is this incredible oasis, if you will, with regard to this way of thinking and being. And it doesn't matter where you start, just start.
Right. There is a code to everything. I believe, after all of my training, that there is a codification process to everything in life. So you watch who you admire. You surround yourself with people who are bigger and better than you so that you can reach that place. And we're all of us are bigger and better than each other in certain ways. We can all learn from each other. However, you surround yourself with that energy. You read the books. You stare at the images. You check out the sequence. And you learn from the sensory and linguistic representations of that experience, of what they're doing, of how they're moving on in their life. And there's a way for you to execute exactly what has been executed already. If something has happened already, you can achieve that as well. Actually,
exactly.
You can achieve things that haven't happened yet. That's why it's limitless. But there is a sequence, there is a code to everything. And when you tap into that, life becomes so effortless and ease.
Right.
But in
you
order
go
to
with
get there,
the flow rather than struggle against it.
But in order to get there, you either need to really train yourself on your own really diligently through the studies, through the readings, through the meditations and breath work and whatnot to really get your body in sync with what you're trying to reach. And also, it would be helpful to have a witness, an observer, a guide, a coach to walk you through that process. If I had had a coach, you know, 8 years ago when I was going through my rough patch, I would have been able to reach my goals quicker rather than have been blocked the way I was for a couple years, which I was. But I think that really built a character and a compassion in me that I wouldn't have had otherwise. But nevertheless, I want to see my clients, you know, through this process with a little bit more ease. And there's going to be struggles here and there, but to make that first step and to identify that, hey, I need a little bit of support, and I'm going to reach out and call a couple of therapists and see who resonates with me, do it. You know, do it for yourself. Do it for the next generations. You know, do it for the past generations. You know, they always say, you know, one of my mentors, he mentioned to me once, from Bearheart, actually, he's like, well, you know, when you heal yourself, when you evolve yourself, you're healing seven generations back and seven generations forward. And that is so true. Heal yourself, and then you can serve the world. Work on your inner processes and what you're struggling with, and then you can move forward and provide the world with so much more of the authentic you.
Right.
This work is important. This work of personal transformation is probably the most important work that the world can have for reaching world peace.
I totally agree with that statement, and that resonates with what we were talking about earlier with the pebble in the pond. You never know,
yes,
you know, the impact you've had, you know, on so many people, you know, and it does go forward and backward in generations, you know, and
it is
something that is very much needed in this current time with, you know, because you can't change the world. You can only change yourself and the way that you look at the world, and then everything changes, you see.
The way
and
you
then
show
you start,
up in the world, yeah.
Exactly. And then all of the people who are of like-mindedness or choose to, you know, forego that path in whichever way resonates most with them, it then expands out again and again and again. And it starts with just one person. That's all it needs.
Right. There was this quote. I forget who it's by, but it says that everything changes when you start to emit your own frequency, rather than absorbing the frequencies around you. When you start imprinting your intent on the universe, rather than receiving imprints from existence, you become so much more powerful. You become more powerful when you start to emit your own frequency instead of being over here receiving, reacting, and getting charged by everything. You're like, this is who I am. This is my intention, and I'm deliberately going to go out there and set out to show up in the world in this way. You know, I'm going to be love. I'm going to be power. I'm going to be this. And so I'm going to show up, and I'm going to meet you this way. I'm not going to allow whatever chaos is going on to affect me and rattle me, like most of us tend to do, because we're overwhelmed and we're not pausing enough to really connect with our true self. So all of our thoughts, all of our beliefs, all of this nonsense that we're dealing with and that we're quote-unquote stressing over, it's not us. It's not you, you know. Slow down, pause, and connect with yourself. Then you'll figure out who you are so that you can imprint that into the world. And then when you leave a legacy of your own energy, of your own love, and just beauty, you know. That's how you do it, is if you just pause.
Right. You need to be a transmitter rather than a receiver, you know.
Exactly.
Send it out there, and then receive what comes back, rather than, you know, receiving by default, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, now, let's Kundalini and Tantra yoga.
Yes.
What is that?
It's Kundalini is yoga of awareness, and I trained under the lineage of Yogi Bhajan in San Francisco, and I got certified as a Kundalini yoga instructor, and we work with the energy that is natural in our spine, in our body, and this very powerful energy that moves up your spine like a serpent. It helps you reach towards divinity and your highest self. So we do, you know, postures, chanting, meditation, breath work, focusing on that awareness and that energy to help us really reach our highest self. And then on the other hand, the other yoga that I've been training this last year, and I'm actually leaving today for Los Angeles to finish it up, is Tantra. Tantra is the same thing, but we use that energy for, you know, sexuality, for creation, for our primal, immediate self, and it's powerful stuff. And we're both using the same Kundalini energy, but in different ways, and to become aware of the different energies that are always around us, and to be able to control it, channel it, direct it, and make it into whatever we desire for it to be. Oftentimes, people become really overwhelmed by this dormant energy that they repress, or that is just chaotic, but what we're teaching you how to do is how to hone into it, how to use it, how to transmute it into something that can be productive, powerful, creative, or sensual, intimate, and beautiful.
Right.
Because we're sensual beings, we have our bodies, and no matter how much we get into our heads or how much we want to, you know, get into our crown chakra, we have to recognize that in order to make use of that, we have to be grounded. And so I delved into the Tantra because for the most part of my life, I've been in my head. I've been in my crown chakra, meditating, doing a lot of stuff, which is very important. But my body was missing. I wasn't really connecting to my, you know, my feminine essence, my sexuality. And
mm-hmm.
when I started learning this with my teachers down in L.A., I've just changed, like, you know, lifetimes. I've released so much shame and so much fear and so much trauma from this body of mine that I never even knew existed. And now I'm able to step into the world embodied. And I'm like, well, if I'm going to teach this mind, body, spirit, I better embody it. So,
right.
you know,
I
take it seriously. So I'm constantly doing workshops, constantly training. Most of my free time I spend doing that. And I don't feel like it's work. I feel like it's just who I am. And so I love it. But yes, groundedness, energy, learning how to transmute it, learning how to use it to make yourself a more powerful human being.
Wow. That is very, what's the word? I can't even think of the word I want. But it is, I don't want to overuse the word empowering, but, you know, connected to everything else that you do. I am sure that your clients, when you roll all of that into a nice little ball, are, you know, truly, truly at the top of their game, you know, all day, every day.
Yeah,
and
if
something,
so.
You know, happens to knock them off, at least they're not falling all the way back down, you know, that they can, you know, maybe it's just a step or two and they can get themselves right back to where they were with, you know, with effortless, you know, motion. So that's very
yeah.
cool. Congratulations.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's,
thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, there's also something else that I want to find out about. You're the co-founder of Frontier.
Yes, it's my
okay,
baby
so,
right now. yeah, so Frontier is a startup that my co-founder Jacqueline Krieger and I, you know, one of my best friends, we actually met a couple years ago at a Vipassana meditation retreat after 10 days of not talking to each other or not even knowing each other. On the 11th day, we exchanged contact, and long story short, it's been, you know, years later, and now we're building a company together, and it's in the early beginning phases, but the concept of our startup is that we want to create a space for people to make friends. You know, the dating industry right now is a billion-dollar industry, and people are out there getting married, dating, and enjoying the aspects of that. But there aren't many sites that are sophisticated, classy, that are out there to support people in making friendships. And being a coach and seeing my clients every day and being in the community and both of us having a lot of friends because we're blessed in that way, we realize that there are people who don't have friends, who are, you know, who are addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to a lot of different things, who are on antidepressants, who are suicidal. And the core cause of that is connection or the lack of connection. And
right.
there have been studies done that have shown the effects of that. You can look that up all over the internet. That the opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection. And when you don't have those people, those quality friends to show up for, when you don't have that positive support that we're talking about, just surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with the people that you enjoy, that you admire, that you want to be more like, you want to share your, you know, your energy with. When you don't have that, you're disconnected. And so you need to find a place where you can feel more, I guess, you know, not alone. So you go to drugs, you go to even cigarettes, you go to alcohol,
right.
and depression,
ways
and a lot
of
stuff.
Escape.
And so, right, you know, and
right.
you know, that's your way of coping, and there's good intentions behind that, but there are better ways for you to go out there and feel less alone. So with the crazy working schedules and hours of, you know, our world nowadays, people are busy. People don't have time to go and meet somebody at the grocery store or at the bookstore anymore, so they're constantly on their computers. So we're creating a service that allows you to create a user profile and to, you know, reach out to people intentionally that have your same interest. You know, I like Kundalini, I like yoga, I want to go get a beer at a bar. You can actually search for those and find people who are like you instead of just defaulting and becoming friends with people who aren't so much like you. And it's not sustainable because you don't share the same core values as your colleagues do. We're making a space for you to find that. Additionally, we also have another element to it, which is an educational element. So we're going to support you with information and ideas and research to really help you find that community, find that strength, find that connection that you need to thrive, to live longer, to have a more fulfilling lifestyle. And I see this service becoming really big because I believe in it so much, because this is my deepest why. All my life, I've really, really believed in friendship. And if I didn't have the friends that I've had, if I didn't meet the people that I met at the times that I needed, I don't know where I would be, you know? And so I know how important this is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Jacqueline and I are doing. We're creating this website. Our board is, you know, we have an amazing board. We have, we're building a great team. We're looking for investors right now to help us really launch this in a big way. The media, you know, mainstream, you know, television, bloggers, anybody who's out there who wants to support this cause and wants to talk a little bit more, we're here. You know, you're welcome to send us an email or a call. This is going to blow up, and because we're shifting towards that right now. We're shifting towards a more collectivistic, more open and loving kind of way of being in this world, and it's going strong.
Right. And I think what is so important about the app that you and Jacqueline are creating is it kind of takes you away from the lack of natural being with people, puts you back into that and takes you away from the electronic meeting and being with people, you know,
exactly.
Because we've come to a different space where with electronics and how far we've come that way. And the human interaction is getting less and less, you know. So to come up with an app to create a circle, both virtual and in person in your area, and being able to, you know, connect that way, I think, I agree. I think it's going to be absolutely huge, you know.
Yeah.
And how can people, can they, if anybody's interested in being...
Email me.
Okay.
Yeah, just go ahead and email me, you know. We're in the early stages, so we're going to be launching probably at the end of the year. But if you want to really talk more about this and you're interested in supporting or investing in our cause, in this really big, groundbreaking thing that's going to happen very soon, it's happening already. So we're here to make it sophisticated, classy, user-friendly, and we're going to package it in a way that's going to be very it's going to be very easy to use for our users. So if you want to connect with me, I'm Linda, Lynda, at lyndanguyen.com, Lyndanguyen.com. Our app is called Frontier. We're here to really make this into something that's going to be beneficial and productive for our users.
Right.
And as a coach and, you know, as healers, both of us, we're both healers in different ways. We really understand, and our why is really deep, and we're really passionate about it, and we walk our talk. You know, our board members are all our really great friends, experts in different fields, and we ourselves, you know, we're really good friends as well. And it's just a community, building a village, building a support network around you that is
right.
Very important for your well-being. And there are so many studies out there that tell you that, you know, if you have more friends, if you have more girlfriends, if you have more brothers to go out there and hang out with, you will live a longer life. You'll be able to go through whatever physical challenges that you're going through, sicknesses, in a lot, you know, smoother way and heal from it quicker because you have this love and this support that is always waiting for you. And, you know, you got to be proactive and go out there and make those friends. So we're going to create a application for you to make it easy for you to do that.
Right. And it's Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, tier, T-I-E-R, one word, Friendtier. And and if people are looking, I know that your specific webpage is under construction at the moment, but people can connect to you via Facebook / Coach Linda. Is it Mahan? Coach Linda Mahan?
Mahan, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's on your website, right, Karen?
It's on Blog Talk. There's a hyperlink that'll take them right to you, and also a hyperlink for your email if they would like to email you that way as well. So
I'm very accessible. I'm very easy to reach. And again, my Facebook page is Coach Linda Mahan, which is a CoachLynda. MAHAN. My name is Linda Nguyen. You know, Linda at lindanguyen.com. You know, and Jacqueline is going to be on your show next week, right?
Yes, she is. I'm very excited to
speak
with Jacqueline. She's quite the inventor, and you know, so I'm really excited to talk with her. I think this will be our first time actually speaking. So,
that's great. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, well, you know, she's a kindred spirit like you, you know. And when I was reading on all of the things that she does and has done, and I mean, I'm just blown away by the creativity, and was very inspired by looking at her webpage, you know, and but you inspire me every day on Facebook with your posts, you know, and
thank you.
Yes, and very inspiring and uplifting, and I always get a smile when I see something that that you've posted, because it's like, ah, there's my friend, you know.
Thank you.
It's nice to know that you know, she's thinking that, you know, that she's thinking of all of us and sharing this great information or this nice little reminder, you know, like a, hey, FYI, you are loved more than you know, you know, type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I do. I seek inspiration everywhere. And being connected with you, the group at Vera Heart, the past people that I've spoken with, you know, on the show, it just makes me feel so blessed and deeply humbled to be able to offer the information that you and everybody else shares via this medium of Blog Talk, because it is...
Thank you, Karen.
You know, thank you. I don't, you know, I'm sure that there are, you know, more areas, you know, in which to find information. But, you know, I have turned off the news. I don't listen. I don't watch television, because you and I know that the television is the biggest hypnotist on the planet and the best.
Indeed.
You know, and so this being in this positive space, always with very positive, uplifting people, I think is my way of giving back to everybody else, you know, the gifts that I've received from them via friendship, kinship, soulship, you know, just being in such a very positive and loving space. And I am very grateful to you, you know, because you inspire me. I love this app that you're creating
yeah.
with Frontier. I love what you're doing with Vera Hart. You know, I love
Vera
the
Hart.
Fact
yeah,
that
sure.
yeah, that you are a you know, that you are a coach and the manner in which you coach your clients. And I feel that they are so blessed and so lucky to have somebody like
mm-hmm.
you in their corner supporting them and helping them reach their own personal what next, you know. And I think everybody,
yeah.
everybody needs somebody like that in their corner, you know.
Yep.
I don't think that there's anybody on the planet who cannot benefit from
yeah.
any of these tools, you know, whether it's
yeah, you can, you know, you can do it yourself. You know, like I said, again, you have all the power and all the resources you need to do this yourself, to coach
yeah.
yourself out of whatever blocks that you're feeling, but it's going to take you a little bit longer, you know. And if you want to really make it efficient and to get results and to see it and also to have somebody witness you and to hold that space for you, we're here. There's coaches everywhere. And additionally, you know, Vera Hart, you know, just to bring that up again, Vera Hart, you know, this this organization, this team that we have, this strong, really connected team that is based in Mount Shasta, but all of our coaches are everywhere in all the states and stuff. We're here to bring all of these concepts, these ideas, and this understanding of communication and connection and reinventing, you know, how it is to be in the world. We're bringing that into the corporations now, and we're launching that, and we're bringing a curriculum of gratitude, of friendship, of efficiency, of energy use, and all that stuff that we're talking about in this conversation, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
We,
yeah.
as a team from Vera Hart, we're bringing that into the corporations. We're bringing that into the startups. We want to provide these executives who don't have the time to go out there and get coaching, perhaps. We want to provide them and provide the, you know, high-level management with a different way of showing up for each other and to really build products and services that can really benefit the world as a whole. So not just a private personal coach, but also there are coaches that are out there to help you with your business and with your employees and with your colleagues. So call on us. You know, Vera Hart is awesome. You know, I'm biased, but also there
yep.
are other there are other teams out there that can provide you with this support if Vera Hart is, you know, is out of your reach for some strange reason. But we're not. We're here.
No, yeah, no,
it is
yeah. everywhere, and
it is.
You know, and it. I think it is. It is something that when you consider turnover in a company. You know, and how much it costs to rehire, retrain, you know, and then the learning curve for somebody into a new job, that if they came from, if more corporations came from this heart-centeredness, they would find
exactly.
that they are probably more productive and show more of a profit than, you know, when you have happy employees, you have a fantastic corporation that everybody wants to be a part of, you know, and the learning curve is, you know, then is non-existent because you're, you know, you're empowering your employees rather than watching every move, you know, that they make. And I think that the concept and is much needed. And I know that Vera Hart is going to take off in a very big way.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I'm proud to be part of it. And, you know, and
yeah.
we have so many different coaches. We also have so many different modalities that we can implement into your into this training program that we will, you know, personalize for your team. You know,
right.
like I mentioned, I am a firewalking instructor, so that's a motivational aspect that you really want in the program. We can design it so that we can have firewalking, board breaking, or we can have more meditations and mindfulness, or we can have more, you know, yogic exposure for your team. Whatever it is, we have it. And we also have the basic life coaching, team building, business coaching folks on board. So we're a pretty diverse, pretty amazing group of people
yes.
that I think,
yes.
I think, you know, you should definitely check us out and check out our website too.
Yeah, and that's at Vera Hart, VeraHeart. .com. And we are almost out of time, but you said, you know, that it is amazing, and, you know, and I'd like to capitalize the AW or you said awesome. Awesome, amazing. It's awe.
Awesome.
It's awe. It's awe.
It is.
The A-W-E. The, it's awe-inspiring, you know. And
Live in that place.
Yes.
In that place of awe.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And how about really quick, we're down to 5 seconds. You want to give out your phone number?
408-828-1860. Yeah, you're welcome to give me a call and send me an email, and I can give you a free consultation just to check in to see how I can serve your needs, and or I can refer you to resources that can. And thank you so much, Karen, for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Linda. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you this morning, and I'm very grateful for your time, and I'll be talking with you soon, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
All right,
have a good
thank
day.
You. All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I do appreciate you listening in to my special guest, Linda Nguyen, and all of the incredible things that she does to help make you a more inspired person to live a more awe-inspiring life. Thanks again, and tune in next Thursday evening. All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening.